Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, biblical teacher, and independent clergy, encourager and friend here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We are just after today, 3 days away. That's right, 3 days away until Christmas. That's right. Well, I have got a great show lined up today. It's going to have, we got the Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church is here today. We're going to be doing his intro here in a little bit. And Mr. Grinch, we're bringing him back again from Whoville. That's right, from Whoville. Mr. Grinch is here today. And also, I've got some more Christmas music going to be coming up. And then also, in addition to that, I've got a very rare Will Graham Christmas message that we're going to be playing. I heard this last night, and I wanted to share this, so you guys are going to hear this morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Feel free, guys. You can share our podcast anytime. Also, later this week, we're going to have Santa Claus is going to be chiming in. He's going to be giving us a phone call here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth. All right, before I get ready to bring the deacon in and call him out and everything, along with Mr. Grinch, I wanted to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me here at FaithStudio1. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, friends. You can catch a lot of my live cast on there. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook. Check that like button and follow me. I'd sure greatly appreciate it. And we're on all networks. Again, I'll just go ahead and say them. Apple Podcasts, syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcast, our newest one, Amazon Music. Subscribe. Just check it and subscribe for free, okay? All right, well, let's bring him on. Got a busy show lined up, the Deacon. Here we go, the Deacon. You know, if you guys could just hear and see the Deacon dance, it's just amazing. All right, that's enough. I've been ever so kind for him. Let's give him a cheer. And let's give him a hand clap. Oh, yeah. How about some morning crow this morning on a Tuesday? All right, quit laughing at him. Somebody whistle at him, please. Where's my whistler at? There he is. All right, drum roll. Buttons ain't working that great today. Fanfare. Countdown 10, for the Deke.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the iHeartRadio network and other networks, here we go, the Deacon, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deke.
Well, hello there, everybody. Hello there, CA, and it's so good to be in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And I tell you what, I had a fantastical rest of last week, and it was so much fun, CA. I gotta tell you that, you know, if you ever get a chance, and you're out and about, and you come out to Tyler, I want you to come out, see, I've been preaching to you about coming out to the Turnip Cafe. I don't know why you don't want to come out there.
Now, wait a minute, Deacon. When I find some time to go out there, I definitely will go out there to the Turnip Cafe. But to tell you the truth, it has been really just hectic and busy for me. And, you know, this is a time of the year where things can just keep us rolling, you know?
Well, I understand that, C.A. I really do. And you know what? You're forgiven, my friend. I understand. So don't worry about it.
Well, that's good, because I don't want anybody to worry about it, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean?
I know. I know, and I'm looking at this big, old, ugly green man.
Now, wait a minute, Deacon. Wait a minute. He ain't ugly. He was a Christian a little over a year ago. He gave his life to Jesus Christ. He's going to share a little bit of his testimony, in fact, with us. He's anxiously rubbing his hands. He's the green, tall man standing at 7'2" tall. You got it, Mr. Grinch. We're going to interview him in just a little bit. We're going to do a little bit of a round table with you guys, and that's going to be fun. You know what I mean?
See, I know it. But, you know, I just want you to know that I'm not trying to make fun of old Grinch over there. I just want everybody to get along. You know, this is a Christmas season, and we should all be happy. And you know what? We should be celebrating the time with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So before I get ready to do the intro on Mr. Grinch, I'm glad you had a good week. I'm glad everything went well for you. So what do you say? Let's introduce the Green Man and let's get his music going. Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Nah, we wouldn't say that. Let's give a cheer. Gotta treat him right. Came all the way from Whoville. Let's give him a hand clap. How about some morning crow for the green Mr. Grinch? All right, quit laughing at him. He is hilarious, though. Whistle at him. Somebody give me a whistle. All right, drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for the Green Grinch.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, guys. Your friend, my friend, Deacon, hold back. I know you want to talk. Mr. Grinch. Hello, Mr. Grinch. How you doing?
C.A., how are you doing, my friend? And I'm back from Whoville. I just went down to go visit everybody at Whoville, and I just came back, and I see that the deacon's over there having some coffee. Hello, Deek. Well, hello there. Grinch, how you doing there, buddy?
I am doing just fine. Everything's going great in Whoville. I'm just a few days away. In fact, I wanted to spend today and tomorrow with CA here at the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth because I'm so happy. Because there's been so many great things that have happened with the Grinch. And you know what? Great things and wonderful things are going to happen because I'm in a holly jolly mood. That's right, Mr. Grinch. And you know what, Deacon? Hold on. I'm going to do a brief roundtable, guys, but before I do that, Grinch, will you share your testimony last year when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Oh, you bet, C.A., it all happened in Whoville when I wound up changing my heart because I used to steal Christmas packages and I encouraged nobody to ever do that. And then a clergyman came to me, C.A., and he said, Grinch, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay. So we talked. And you know what happened? No, I don't. Yeah, tell me what happened. Was it a deacon? No, deacon. It was the Grinch that went to this clergy, approached by the clergyman, I should say. And then the clergyman said, C.A. Or not C.A., Mr. Grinch, I'm losing my mind today.
That's okay. It's probably something in the coffee.
He said, C.A.
No, not C.A., the Grinch.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind today. The Grinch says, he came to him and he said, so tell me your story.
And I said, I'm a lost person, but he led me to the Lord. And my heart changed, y'all. And the next thing I know, I started becoming loving and caring, and I'm not stink, stunk, and stunk. I am a good man, and you know what? I love kids, and I love children, and I love Jesus Christ, and I share every year. In fact, I'm the mayor of Whoville.
I think that's wonderful, and we need to go celebrate there, Lynch. Either today or tomorrow, I'm taking you, probably tomorrow, I'm going to take you over there to the Turnip Cafe, unless you want to go today after the show. I'll take you up on that offer. Look at him over there, nod his head there, C.A.
Yeah, I know. He probably wants some ham, if I took a guess. Isn't that right, Grinch?
C.A., I need some ham. I love ham. Rump roast is even good, too.
There you go. There you go. All right, you two. We're going to round table just a little bit. He called me C.A. a couple of times, so we had a little bit of oops there, didn't we?
C.A., that's just the way it goes with the round table.
I know. I know. I know. I can understand completely. Okay. So, Grinch, do you have a question that you want to ask the deacon?
Deacon, I have a question.
Go ahead, shoot it at me there, buddy.
What kind of coffee do you like?
Did C.A. not tell you I like cafe mocha at McDonald's? As long as producer Dave ain't there with me.
Now, deacon, hold on a minute. I know you like cafe mocha. I know you like the whipped cream. The hot one with the whipped cream and the chocolate dribble, because sometimes after the show, not too far down the road in downtown Fort Worth at the iHeartRadio studio, Face Studio 1, there is a McDonald's over there. So yes, we do go over there from time to time and we have some coffee, me and you, and we visit when you're in town, when you got Miss Mildred out shopping or if you're by yourself. So yes, indeed, I understand. Now, he does like that, Grinch. He actually likes the cafe mocha, the hot one. So, Deacon, your turn.
All right, now, Mr. Grinch, I have a question for you. Is green the only color that you want to be? Do you not want to be any other color?
Now, hold on, Deacon. You're being a little rude to Mr. Grinch. He's a new Christian. He's a new creature in Christ. He accepted Jesus Christ over a year ago as his personal savior. He is the mayor of Whoville. So I'm going to let Grinch explain why he's green.
Well, C.A., is that what he wants to know, why I'm green? I'll just tell you why. It's because the Grinch is always green. And I don't stink, stunk, and stunk because I'm always clean. And I have a clean heart now because I'm excited because I'm a child of God.
There you go. That explains that. Next question. And this is going from Grinch to Deacon.
All right, Deacon. Where's the feathers place you ever traveled?
The feathers place I ever traveled? Well, let's see here. Let me think. No Jeopardy music there, C.A. I've been to, Wisconsin.
Well, there you go. You never been to Whoville?
No, but I'd love to go one day.
Well, there you go, guys. You may have to try to team up together and go to Whoville and go visit some of the kiddos out there, you know?
Well, you know, maybe later this week, if you talk to Santa Claus, maybe I can grab on his sleigh and ride on there. Maybe it'd be a sleigh ride with Santa Claus and the deacon. Maybe even the Grinch, huh?
Yeah, okay. We got you. We got you. All right, last question.
All right, now here's my last question to the Grinch. Grinch, how's your dog? I don't ever see you bring your doggy out here. I know you got him dressed up as the reindeer sometimes. What happened to him?
Well, he's just having a great time in Whoville, and he just wants me to let everybody know that he's doing fine, and he's got a good dog owner in me.
Well, there you go. That answers my question.
All right, fellas, that's great. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to play one more Christmas song, and with this Christmas song, it's a late Kenny Rogers song. And it is the one that you guys are going to really like. It's called Oh Holy Night. Then after that, we're going to play the special. And y'all stick and watch this. Stay here at the studio. Will Graham special on Christmas. Okay, does that sound good, fellas?
Sounds good, C.A.
Sounds good, C.A. And I'm looking forward to it.
All right, great. All right, here we go. Oh Holy Night.
The stars are bright.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, special message from Will Graham, who is Billy Graham, the late Billy Graham, grandson. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and I want to wish you, or at least be one of the first people to wish you, a Merry Christmas. I hope that things are going well. I hope that you're having a blessed time, but you know, I don't know where you're watching this from, but we're here at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is a great scene behind me. I love it. And what a great time to talk about the meaning of Christmas. And matter of fact, that's one of the things that my grandfather taught me a long time ago as a little kid. He told us about Christmas using really three words. He would say these three words would be the cradle, the cross, the crown. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Those three words right there help kind of talk about the Christmas story. And so I want to talk a few minutes about this. You know, when we look at Christmas time, you know, especially with the last 2 years that we've gone through, I mean, really some unusual years, right? I don't even know what a new normal is anymore. We got a lot of problems all around the country, here in our country, your country. We've got things, issues going on. But when you look at it, what are the things that what do you think is missing right now? When we look at it compared maybe to other years, or what's the one ingredient that you think is missing? Like, why is it so different this year? And you say, well, Will, it's probably because of COVID, all right? So we got a health problem, you know, maybe we're not having good health. That could be it. I mean, what are some of the other issues? Maybe it's a financial issue. You know, a lot of these countries are, it's been to, you know, a lot of places, states, economies around the world are struggling right now because of COVID. You know, those things are all true. But one of the things I'm thinking of, though, is the word peace. That's the one word that I think I feel like is missing. There's not much peace right now. I mean, just turn on the television and you can see all the strife. You can see the anger, whether it's people getting the vaccine, not getting the vaccine, whether it's politics or whatever it might be. There just seems to be a lack of peace everywhere. And so it's interesting because that's what it was 2000 years ago, to be honest. There was a lack of peace. Now, granted, there wasn't a war going on, but yet we see there was a lack of peace. Matter of fact, like Mary and Joseph, they were having strife and their marriage hadn't even gotten to start it off right. Mary was found to be with child. And so they were trying to figure out. Then on top of that, they had a census. Now they had to travel. While she was just about to give birth, she had to travel. And now she had to go to a different city, a city that she wasn't used to, because they had to go to David's hometown. And so that's where they went, and to the town of Bethlehem. Now she went to go check into a local hotel. Guess what? No room. Now she had to go to a barn, you know, a stable, and give birth to her first child in a stable. And so there wasn't probably like a lot of peace going on. And when I look at our world today, there's just times I wish I could. You know, for me, I have a picture of my granddaddy in my office, a picture of my grandfather in our headquarters. And I think, man, I was like, and I call him Daddy Bill. That's my name for my grandfather's Daddy Bill. You call him Billy Graham. I refer to him as Daddy Bill. And I see this picture. My granddaddy's gone on to heaven. I see this picture of my grandfather. And I think to myself, man, I wish with all this stuff that's going on, I wish he would just step off that canvas where I could ask him a question. He'd just come out and say, Daddy Bill, what could I do in this situation? Or do you have any advice for me, Daddy Bill? And, you know, that's what I kind of wish. I see that picture and I said, man, I wish I could talk to him just one more time. But guess what? That's actually what Christmas is about. Not about Billy Graham per se, but that's what God came off the canvas and into this world 2,000 years ago to help mankind. As a matter of fact, to help bring peace to this world. So the Christmas story, as we see it, you know, talks about this baby that was born in a manger 2,000 years ago in the city of Bethlehem. But actually, it starts with a promise that God gave all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. Where he gave it to the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, he put them in a beautiful garden, but guess what they did? They messed it up. They disobeyed. They went against what God told them to do, or in this case, not to do, and they did it. And we call that sin. When you disobey God, It's called sin, and they sinned against God. And God, during that darkest hour, he said these words. He said it to Satan. He said, Satan, there's going to be a seed of woman one day. A seed of woman that's going to come and to destroy you. You're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head. That's what the Bible actually says. In other words, Satan, your days are numbered. The things that you do on earth are numbered. I'm coming to rescue all of mankind. And my friends, that's what took place 2,000 years ago. God keeping his promise, sending his son, his own son, into the world to live as a man, where he identified with our shortcomings, where he identified with our fallen world. He knew what it meant to be hungry. He knew what it meant to be sad. He knew what it meant to laugh. He was a 100% human. He was 100% God. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, you can't be 100% twice. Yeah, you can. He did. He was absolutely the man, and he was absolutely God at the same time. He wasn't half and half. He was a perfect representation of both sides. And my friends, that's what Jesus did. He came into this world, was born in a manger of all places. Wasn't a whole bunch of glitter or excitement. It was just in a lonely little manger there with his mom and you might say his stepdad, Joseph, in a sense. And because he was born to a virgin. And so, my friends, here we see this great story unfold. And this child, this baby, would end up changing the whole world. Whether you believe in God or not, listen to this. Every time you do a bank transaction, every time you send out a tweet, every time you send an email, every time you check your phone, there is a date. That date represents the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not, you still, every time you do something, our society is based on the date. He changed everything. Schools were built in his name. Universities were built in his name. Great things were done. So, and unfortunately, people misused his name and did a lot of bad things, unfortunately. But I'm saying this man, Jesus Christ, changed the world. This baby changed the world. This baby born in a manger, in a cradle, changed the world. And the second thing I want to talk to you about is just not the cradle, but the cross. See, this child was different than all the other childs. When I had my children, I have three wonderful children, and you know, I have dreams of what they're going to be one day. You know, when they're first born, you're holding your child. Oh, I wonder what he's going to be. You know, doctor, or maybe they're going to be a great soccer player or something like that. You know, we have all these dreams, but for Jesus, his one purpose was to come and to die on a cross for your sin and my sin. And that's what Jesus did. He lived here on earth as a man. He experienced all the hardships that you and I did. But yet he never sinned. He never committed any wrong in his whole life. And the Bible says the man who knew no sin became sin for us. He bore our sin. And that's what Jesus, the cross is about, where Jesus dealt with sin once and for all. All the way back from Adam and Eve, God dealt with sin at the cross. And he bled and he died on the cross so that you and I could go free. He died. He bled. He gave his life. That's what it means to shed his blood. The blood represents life. And he shed his blood. He gave his life. Why? So that you could live. That you could go free. The man who knew no sin became sin for us. And he took our punishment. He bore our punishment upon himself. Why would he do this? Because he loved us. He's always loved us. And he's been trying, he came to rescue us 2,000 years ago. And that's what he wants to do tonight. He wants to rescue you, if you allow him. Because my friends, he bled and he died on a cross for you as well. And that's what the cross is all about. It's where Jesus dealt with sin once and for all. Sin was dealt with. And God bore all that punishment upon, and God placed it on his son, Jesus. As our representative, remember, he was 100% man. He could die as a man. And that's what God did. He placed all the sin, your sin, my sin, upon his son. And he died on the cross just for you and me. That's why Jesus was born, for one purpose, to die in your place and in my place. And friends, but the story doesn't end there. I want to talk to you about the third word. That's the word crown. See, if you turn on the television, you can look around and you can say, you know what, Will, there's not a lot of peace going on in this world. I mean, there's wars going on. We see riots in the street. I mean, we got viruses killing everybody. I mean, there's all these problems that we see in our world when we turn on the news. And there, and you say, well, there's no peace. You said Jesus is the Prince of Peace. There's no peace in this world. Where's this peace going? If he's the Prince of Peace, why do we have all this trouble? And my friends, that's a very fair question. That's a good question. Here's the thing. He's coming back. Jesus is coming back. He's not going to come back as a baby. He's not going to come back in a manger. He's going to come back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's going to destroy Satan once and for all. All those bad things that Satan did, he's saying, you're done. His days were numbered. Matter of fact, his days were numbered all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. And now it comes to fulfillment. He's going to destroy Satan, his demons, and everything bad in this world. He's going to wipe away our tears, the Bible says. He's going to make a perfect world. He's going to take all the wrongs and make them right. Because why? He's the source of true justice. He's going to bring true peace to this world where the Bible says we're not going to have any more wars, no more strife between each other. We're going to live in peace because why? Sin's gone. He's wiped it clean from us. We won't have that problem anymore. We're going to get along with everybody then. For those who put their faith in Jesus Christ, that's what we get to wait for. And my friends, that's what I invite you to do right now. Now, wherever you may be watching, I want you to know this, that God loves you so much. The Bible says, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but yet have everlasting life. In other words, my friends, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, then we can spend eternity with him. When you say, well, Will, what are you talking about, put my faith in Jesus? It means that you believe and you act on that belief. Just like if I see a chair up here or something, you know, I sit on a chair, I got this table right here and I got my Bible. I believe that this, when I put my Bible in, I believe that, yes, it's going to hold my Bible. I believed it and I acted on that belief. I put my Bible on it. That's faith. You're going to act on that. You're going to act on that belief. You want to ask Jesus to come into your life saying, Will, I do believe. Then ask him to come into your life right now, my friends, and he'll forgive you of your sin. Not because of anything that you've done. It's because of what he's already done for you. All you're doing is to receive it as a free gift. Because, my friends, he paid the price already. It's just like Christmas, right? And we get gifts at Christmas time. For me, as a parent, I got presents for my kids. I can't say what it is right now because they may be watching. But I got gifts, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it to them. I paid the price. I paid for it, and I give it to them freely. Why? Because I love them. All they have to do is to receive it. That's all you have to do is to receive it. The price has already been paid for by God. He gives it to you as a free gift. It's very expensive. It costs God his only begotten son, but he gives it to you freely. And my friends, we do that by asking Jesus, inviting Jesus to come into our life and forgiving us of our sins. And that's what we're going to do right now. And if you want to say that prayer, I'm going to invite you to say this prayer with me so that Christ can come into your life. You're going to invite Christ to come into your life saying, well, I don't know what to say. You're just going to say this prayer with me. I want to help guide you, all right? Now, just saying this prayer, just saying it because you say, well, I'll just check it off and I'll be it. No, that's not what it does. You have to believe. That's that part inside your heart that I can't touch. You're going to have to say, you know what? I do believe. And I will invite Jesus to come into my life and give me that peace I've been looking for. And my friends, you can get that peace tonight. That's the gift that God wants to give you, the forgiveness of sins. And because of that forgiveness of sins, you can start experiencing that peace. Now, we'll still have problems in this world, but then one day he's going to come and make all those things right when he comes again. I don't know when that is. I hope it's going to be in my lifetime, but I don't know. But you know one thing you can do right now in your lifetime is invite Jesus to come into your life. And I want you to say this prayer with me right now, all right? Wherever you are, I want you to say this prayer with me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I believe that you came and that you died on the cross for me. And that, Lord, you're still alive even today. I invite you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. And so, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you right now. I surrender my past. I surrender my present. I surrender my future to you. Lord, I want to experience your forgiveness and peace tonight. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for coming into my life. Help me to live for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Okay, and if you did accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, will you guys email me here at Faith Studio One? My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or if you have any questions that maybe I can help you out on that you might have heard from Will Graham on his message, feel free. You guys can email me anytime. We're here to help you. We got prayer partners all across the world. Also, you can message us on our messenger. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the message button on there when you can and just message me and say, see, I got saved. Give me your name and your state, or if you want to go anonymous in your state, I'd love to hear about it, okay? I hope you got blessed, and you know what? Tis the season, and Will's right. Will Graham's right, you know? We got uncertain times. You want to make sure it's right with Jesus, okay? All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do as we get ever so close to your birthday. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us on Tuesday. Let us have a great day. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network, saddling up and leaving Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a blessed day. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.